Cavalier Johnson became Milwaukee's first elected black mayor on Tuesday. Johnson won the race with a wide 44% margin over his competitor, but that win came from just a small fraction of Milwaukee's voters, about a third of registered voters in the city, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. According to numbers from our next guest, that's the lowest turnout for any first-term mayor in the city going back over 100 years. It hasn't always been that way. He says if you look back throughout Milwaukee's history, there was a time when turnout was way, way higher. Phil Rocco is an associate professor of political science at Marquette University. His piece for the opinion site, The Recombobulation Area, is called Who's Cream City? Phil, thanks for joining us today.
Always good to be with you, Rob.
Before we dig into these Milwaukee numbers, you focus on Milwaukee in your piece, but it seems like these days a lot of communities deal with low turnout in their local elections.
Yeah, local elections nationwide have incredibly low turnout, far worse turnout even than national elections, which by international standards, the U.S. has low turnout in those too. 31% in the mayoral election in Milwaukee on Tuesday is pretty standard for big city elections across the country.
But it used to be, you write, that Milwaukee had a huge turnout in their local races. Tell us about that.
So this is the really astounding thing. I think that people treat local elections as almost inherently more obscure than national elections. And they just treat this sort of as the state of the world. But if you go back, I did some digging in the archives of the city of Milwaukee. And when you go back and look at what election turnout was like in the early half of the 20th century, it was north of 80% in mayoral elections in Milwaukee routinely. And when I say north of 80%, I don't just mean that like a few voting wards turned out massively and drove the city's turnout. Turnout was north of 80% in like every single equivalent of an aldermanic district across the city. And what that meant practically was that you didn't have the same sort of class bias in elections that you have today. You could see wards where people were very poor. Today, the same sorts of places where you would expect a high level of political disengagement, and a striking number of people were voting regardless of their sort of income or social standing. So it's a really astounding thing to see. And then when you look nationwide, you see the same story in most major cities, that turnout was very high in the early half of the 20th century, but really cratered, especially after the 1970s.
What was driving so many people to the polls?
Well, if you want to think about it, we think about elections today as almost like a consumer activity. You go to the polls as like an individual and you choose the candidate that you prefer, like you would go to a supermarket and choose the cereal that you prefer. But historically, if you look at how elections worked, they did not always work like that. In fact, they were once far more profoundly collective activities. And the way that they were organized was through two sort of mass-based type organizations. The first thing that happened was you had locally organized parties. So our major political parties today, they have local organizations, but most of the organizational capacity that exists is at the national level, and they don't really engage with people. There's no ward-based or district, local aldermanic district-based party organizations. In the early half of the 20th century, there were clubs, there were membership organizations that political parties had, and they engaged with people in a really direct way. There were festivals, there were activities. Now, there were other cities where there was blatant corruption. Chicago, of course, local parties, you know, bought votes through giving people jobs or turkeys and so forth. In Milwaukee, there was an explicitly reformist tradition that made doing that stuff a lot harder. So it was really about engaging people in kind of social activity. So we had huge local parties. The other thing that we had was kind of at the height of Milwaukee voter turnout, a vast percentage of the city's population was a member of a labor union. And labor unions were really significant in not just organizing people in their workplace, but getting people involved politically in local politics. And so you had both local parties sort of operating and labor unions, all of which made politics a fundamentally collective endeavor in which people had a lot more incentives to vote. And what happened over time, really two things. The first thing is that local parties really declined. And it declined for a variety of reasons. Local parties, if you look at Milwaukee, for example, were really not able to manage the demands and conflicts that began to emerge in northern cities in the middle part of the 20th century, where you had the second great migration, emergence of a Black population in Milwaukee. Local Democratic Party was not especially interested in things like open housing, were interested maybe perhaps only after the emergence of social movements to pressure them. So they weren't really great at managing those demands. And by the 1970s, local parties, as a result of reforms in the Democratic nomination process for president, really became less significant, and national parties, these sort of lean organizations, really took their place. So we didn't have afterwards that sort of same level of local party organization. The second thing that happened was you really saw the decline or the decay of organized labor, first as a result of deindustrialization and the replacement of industrial jobs with service sector jobs, and then later on as the result of the sort of anti-union initiatives during the Walker administration. All of that together meant that by the time that the last mayoral election was being run in Milwaukee, very small percentage of the city might have been organized by their union local to turn out and vote in the election.
Phil, you're right about a lot of other factors. I'm going to throw one at you that I don't think came up in your piece, and that's media. We see a lot more, I think, proportionally national media covering national politics and issues, fewer local newspapers, fewer local reporters in Milwaukee and, you know, everywhere. Is that part of the story, that our attention was taken to these national races and less so to the local ones by the media availability?
Well, I think that the media story is especially important, though. I think it's important to put it in context, right? So at the apex of voting in Milwaukee, you had a number of local papers. Some of those papers were part of local party organizations. Milwaukee's Socialist Party was involved in publishing multiple weekly publications, including in different languages. So I guess I would say that the decline of local media mattered, but you have to sort of ask the question, why is that? Now, one part of the story is that you have a real change in the media landscape in the last 20 or 30 years. But the other part of the story, I think, is that the organizational landscape of local politics, that is something that helps to subsidize and create demand for local media, also changes. And I think those changes happen first, and local media, the local media landscape sort of declines thereafter. So no, I mean, this is one of these issues, the decline in turnout, where there's not one explanation. There are a bunch of problems that really we need to look at quite seriously. One of them that I think is interesting nationally is, while we've always had spring elections in Wisconsin for local office, it once was not so much a problem because we had a very rich, vibrant civic culture with organizations that got people to the polls. Nowadays, spring elections and having elections timed separately from state and federal elections, that really does matter. And you do see higher turnout in cities that have elections at the local level that are timed simultaneously with state and federal races. So that's another example where there's not one explanation. There are a bunch of different factors here. But the broader historical story, going from the early 1900s to today, that really is a story about major organizational changes in the way that politics works.
Phil, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
Great to be with you, Rob.
That's Phil Rocco, Associate Professor of Political Science at Marquette University, with us today to talk about the impact of low turnout local elections and a time in Milwaukee's history when turnout in those races was much higher. You can find a piece he wrote about this at the Recombobulation area online. Let us know what you think. What would help drive up turnout in local elections in your community? Email centraltime@wpr.org. That's centraltime@wpr.org.